I want everyone, every parent who's a parent, really get this. If you're a parent, I want you to listen to me. The way you and your wife speak, conduct yourself, love one another, love on your children in your home, is going to have an indelible impact on how your children are going to relate and live outside your home. Some of you men need to really listen up right now. If you treat your wife like some smelly oil rag in your house and you speak badly and you behave badly, what do you think your sons are going to start doing?
Not just finding your story, but finding your story in His story. God is at work, and sometimes we wonder. I know there's some times of quietness where you're not hearing from God. You're going to discover in God's Word together today with Dr. Don Wilton that God is not only at work, is not only speaking, but He's given us opportunities to hear where He's leading us every step of the way. And you know, sometimes it's good to pray with someone about that. If there's a decision looming, if there's something you'd like to have a brother or sister praying with you about, give us a call. Our number is 866-899-WORD. Again, that number is 866-899-9673. We'd love to connect with you, to pray with you, pray for you, and give you resources that will encourage you. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Fantastically, life-changingly serious. This something is about to happen as we worship the Lord together. That is phenomenal. I'm sticking my neck out. I'm saying things before I've said anything. I'm just going to stand on the truth of God's word as I welcome all of you today as we worship the Lord together. I want to show you something as we read the story, as we read through God's word, the story. We are reading and studying together today the life of Nehemiah. And here's the situation. The children of Israel, the Jewish people who lived in and around Jerusalem, they sinned against God despite all the blessings, and they were sent into exile. They went to live in a foreign land, in the province of Susa in Persia, and they were not amongst their own people. They were hurting a lot. God showed favor upon them and allowed them to go back to their home. So they went back, some of them at least, went back out of exile, went back to Jerusalem. And God even allowed them to rebuild the temple. So they were able to restore the temple that had been broken down. And the temple was very important because the temple represented the very core and the fabric of everything that they were as people, as a nation, as individuals. And they were allowed to rebuild the temple. And you'll even remember, we read in the story about Queen Esther, how that some people had not gone back to Jerusalem. Some of the exiles remained in exile. They remained in Persia. And eventually, Mordecai took Esther, who he was looking after, and they went back into their people in the province of Susa. God raised up a very unlikely person in the person of Esther for the purpose of saving the people of Israel, because the king listened to some bad advice and made a decision to obliterate all the Jews. To annihilate them. And God raised up Esther. And through her, God carried out His perfect plan, and the whole nation of Israel were not destroyed. But something happened. There was a man by the name of Ezra, who was connected in. He was a very religious man. And he was connected into what was going on in Jerusalem among the Jewish people. And there was a man by the name of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the king, King Artaxerxes. He was a man who had been given great security clearance. He was really at the right hand of the king. This was his responsibility to make sure that the king was never poisoned by an enemy. And one day, a very close relative of Nehemiah came back into Susa and told Nehemiah what was going on in Jerusalem. And everything that was going on in Jerusalem was good. I mean, the Jews were back there and they had built the temple, but it was not all good because the walls of Jerusalem were still destroyed. So I want you to get this picture today. Everything looked great to the outside person. The Jews were back in Jerusalem. The temple even had been rebuilt. But the walls were broken down. And back in those days, those walls broken down meant that any person or anything, any country that was opposed to the Jews could very easily invade their turf. There was nothing to hold them back. And God put a word into the heart of Nehemiah and sent Nehemiah back to Jerusalem. And God used Nehemiah to reconstruct the broken walls of Jerusalem. And when they rebuilt those walls, all of a sudden, real joy came back into the hearts and to the lives of those people. Now, I've got a friend here this morning, John. I want you to come up here and join me on the platform. This is John Trammell. And John and I are really good friends. John, pull up a chair right there, brother. And I appreciate you coming to share with us this morning. Let me just put all this in context before I sit down for a second. Now, if you've got a Bible, I want you to have a look at something with me. So turn to Nehemiah chapter 1. John, I'm about to show you something that you already know. So guys, before I read anything here today, this is what I want to say to you. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. When John told me what happened to him, I don't even know how to put it in words. I had no plans for John to be up here with me today. None whatsoever. I didn't say anything to you, did I, John? I didn't jump all over him and say, man, John, I need you to come. I didn't do that. When I got to Nehemiah, I all of a sudden saw John's story in the story. I suddenly realized that what happened to John is happening to a lot of people. I'm no exception to that. John, you are speaking to people today who are right there with you. So I'm going to ask you before I even read this, why in the world, I mean, you're not a preacher. When last I heard, you've never been on American Idol. Why did you, when I called you and asked you, John, would you share this word of testimony? Why did you say to me after you prayed about it, why did you agree to that?
Well, you know, I'll be completely honest. Public speaking is not at the top of my list of fun things to do. And when you called me, you know, there's a small group of people that I consult with on big decisions. And I was looking for a way out. But, you know, when I think back after what happened to me, I've been praying fairly consistently since November that I'd have an opportunity to bear fruit. And, you know, you better be careful what you pray for. You might get it. But I'm thankful to have an opportunity to share this story. I felt like, you know, I know what it's like to live outside of obedience to God, and I felt like God was speaking, and this was one of the purposes for my life, was
to
share
John,
this.
John, I mean, you've got a beautiful wife, Charlotte. You've got two wonderful children. And there's some things that he's going to say today that, you know, I think John had to go through his mind and say, man, whatever it is, I don't want to hurt anybody. Because this has to do with people that are pretty close to you, at least they are now. And
this is,
you know, when walls break down, John, there's a lot of stuff. And here in Nehemiah, I just want to set the table here. I want to read you a couple of things. Let's look at this in the light of God's word. So Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1, just a few verses. Now the word of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, this is how it happened in the month of Chislev. This is just all setting the context and the date in which this happened. Verse 2, I was in Susa, the citadel, which is a fortress, that Hanani, one of my brothers, came with certain men from Judah. So here's Hanani, he came from Judah, he came from Jerusalem back to the province of Susa. And he had a message for Nehemiah. Look what happened here. And I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the exile, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the remnant are there in the province. That they are back in Jerusalem. That's very important to notice. Those who had survived the exile, but they are in great shame and they are in great trouble. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates are destroyed by fire. Now I want you quickly to turn to chapter 12. Everybody turn to chapter 12. John, I don't want to get ahead of your testimony here, but we know why you're here, because you've got something that in the final analysis, we all need to hear. You need to hear this. I promise you, when we get to the end of this, you've never heard such joy you're about to hear.
Please forgive the interruption. We'll be back with more great teaching from Dr. Wilton in just a moment. I know I interrupted just the wrong point. You're about to hear from John about what he was going to tell his wife and children. Dr. Wilton will be back with that full thought in just a moment. But he insists that I interrupt to remind you that while we're studying the Word together, we're available for you, both online at theencouragingword.org and this phone number, 866-899-WORD. It's a number I pray you would jot down or store it in your cell. Let us be a contact in your phone that you know you can call anytime, day or night, and we would be thrilled to pray with you and for you. That's 866-899-9673. Or again, meet us online, keyboard to keyboard, at theencouragingword.org. You know, God is doing some remarkable things in the Encouraging Word. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear just a word of testimony about what God is up to here at the Encouraging Word Ministry.
I started receiving your daily guide as a birthday gift. I have been so blessed and moved by the daily word. It's as if this devotional was tailor-made especially for me. I, in turn, gave a donation and signed my niece up to receive it. She called me in tears saying, Aunt Barbara, God is speaking to me personally. Every word has given me hope. Thank you for this ministry.
Every single day, lives are being changed. I spoke with just another friend yesterday who gave her life to Jesus Christ, listening to Dr. Wilton while we're being broadcast on TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network. It takes place every Monday night. So tonight at 6:30, we encourage you to join us. Maybe invite a friend. If you get TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, at 6:30 Eastern, we'll share yet another powerful message from Dr. Wilton, a powerful message from God's Word through Dr. Wilton tonight on TBN. I hope you'll join us. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don.
I want to read to you what happened to John. But this is what happened. Remember now, the walls are broken down. The Jewish people are in great distress. They really bothered. There's a lot of trouble going on, a lot of unhappiness, even though they're back in their homeland. And look what happens here in verse 43 of chapter 12. And they offered great sacrifices that day, and they rejoiced, because God had made them rejoice with great joy. And the women and children. John's about to tell us something that I promise you affects his wife and his children for the rest of their lives. The women and children also rejoiced, and the joy of Jerusalem was heard far away. I mean, this word got out there. It was all over the place. Yeah, these are a couple of points. If you say to me today, Pastor, I want to take something home with me, write these things down. This is what happened. Here's the sequence. Number one, obvious blessings. That's verse 3. These people were blessed because they were back home. You're going to hear John? John is not an unblessed man before what happened happened. All right? All I got to do is take you and show you his beautiful wife and his wonderful children. And his home and all the stuff. All right? Obvious blessings. Number two, serious problems. Serious problems. Yep, the Jews were back in Jerusalem, but there were serious problems they were facing. Problems you and I face are not always just that simple. One of the people that I have listened to recently is a lady by the name of Dr. Caroline Leaf. She's actually a Christian neurologist in many ways. She understands how the mind works. And just yesterday, my wife played an excerpt of her speaking, and she said, here's the bottom line. If you've got toxic thoughts, you're going to end up with toxic behavior. Sometimes, guys, watch this. Sometimes, if your walls are broken down, something's gone on. It's going to find its way out somehow. The enemy's going to be able to infiltrate. I mean, this is an incredible story here. Number three, write down the promises of God. That's the third thing, the promises of God. From verse 4 in the book of Nehemiah and on, you just got one promise after another. In fact, what John's about to show us is that's what got his attention. It was the story. It was what God says. God says, you want to repair your broken walls? Now, everybody watch me. I want you to stop thinking of everybody else for a minute. I want you to think of yourself. Some of you who are listening right now, this is about you. You've got a broken wall. It may go back years. It may be to do with your father. It may be to do with your mother. It may be to do with an abusive situation, a hurt, a pain, a circumstance. It may be to do with an abortion that you went through. You had an abortion. Your wall's broken down. You're living with this. I got good news for you. Maybe your wall broke down because something was taken from you. Maybe someone said something to you. Maybe you lost something. Maybe someone treated you unfairly. Maybe someone abandoned you. Promises of God. Number four, deliberate steps. Nehemiah took deliberate steps from verse 4 through 11. He got himself up. He went back to Jerusalem and he began. Number five, serious opposition. Serious opposition. Chapter 4, verse 1. And on, we're going to read about Sanballat, the sewer rat, and Tobiah, the tick bite. By the way, there were a lot of people here who didn't want the wall to be rebuilt. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it, John. There are a lot of people, when your walls are broken down, that are actually going to oppose the fact that you are going to rebuild your wall. They don't want you to rebuild that wall. They prefer you to live your life with a broken wall. All right? Number six, lots of people. Lots of people. Verse 4, right throughout Nehemiah, you're going to read about lots of people. You see, what happened to John Trammell does not just affect John Trammell. It affects his wife and his children and his mother and his father and his friends and everybody. Because when you've got something broken down in your heart, it's going to affect others. All right, number seven, jolly hard work. That's my seventh thing I want you to take. Jolly hard work. Write it down. All of you write that down. Jolly hard work. I mean, this is not, you don't just fall out of bed and this is going to happen. All right, number eight, untold joy. Untold joy. I read to you chapter 12 and verse 43. I had to get to the good part before we started, John. You know, I don't want anybody to despair. But John, something happened to you, and evidently, just to get you going here, and then I'm going to be quiet. You heard me talk, preach a message from God's Word, from this story.
Right.
Not necessarily in this, the whole story. This was not necessarily in this series. Tell us what happened, John. Just share your heart with us. Well, take us on a journey.
This is probably the story of a lot of people here. more than 15 years ago, you know, back when I was in school, my brother was in school, our family split apart. You know, my father decided he was going to leave. And after that, you know, mom couldn't pay the bills. And so we had to move out of our house. So just like that, the security of home, the security of a family were gone. And the thing I remember most about all that happened during that time was standing in the driveway at my parents' house and, you know, watching my dad get in the car and drive away. And I was just filled with hatred and sadness and anger and frustration and disappointment. And that stuff would carry on with me for years after that. And I didn't have a relationship with God at that time. So, I didn't have my faith to fall back on during that difficult time.
John, was you speak about a hatred. Mm-hmm. It's not like you were running around brandishing a sword. It was an inner mm-hmm. thing, wasn't it? And then, I mean, during this life, you meet Charlotte. I mean, mm-hmm. but you here you are falling in love and going through school and living out life. But deep inside, there's a broken wall.
That's right.
Did you find yourself going to bed often with this kind of back there all the time? It affects everything. Tell us about it.
It's in the back of your mind. It affects everything. You just have this built-up anger and this drive to somehow prove that, you know, when a parent abandons you, you have that drive to prove that you're worthy of love, I think. And that, you know, manifested itself in different ways.
Did you sort of, I mean, your dad just up and left, right?
Gone.
I mean, gone.
Yep.
Did he call you? Or?
No. In fact, you know, the story kind of picks up in the spring of last year.
Well, hold on a minute. Because, I mean, you're talking about now a period of time, a good period of time, where,
right.
Am I correct in saying your father was gone?
I had written him off as dead to me, and we did not speak for more than 15 years. I didn't see him. I didn't speak to him. I didn't know anything about him.
You didn't even know where he lived or anything?
No.
It's like this man, your father, just mm-hmm. one day walks, and I've got this picture of you as a boy standing in a driveway mm-hmm. with this incredible pain. All right, so what happened? What began to change?
So, typical Sunday, our family came to church like we normally do, and the message was on forgiveness, and the scriptural basis was the book of Matthew. And the first verse that really got my attention was chapter 6 and verse 15, and Jesus is speaking, and he says, if you do not forgive others for their sins, then your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins. And so that was powerful. And then the other piece of scripture was chapter 18. It's a parable that Jesus told about the unmerciful servant. And we read through that in church, and immediately I was blown away. And I said, this person who Jesus is upset with is me. Because here in the last 15 years, at one point I came into the presence of God. I asked him to forgive my sins based on Jesus' sacrifice. And he did. And the debt was canceled right then and right there. But here I go through life, you know, holding someone else accountable for a debt that they owe to me that they can't repay. And Jesus said, it doesn't work that way.
What better place than celebrating that untold joy to put a pause in today's message and finish it tomorrow with Dr. Don Wilton. Our time's about gone, but know this, we're connecting 24 hours a day, no restriction to our broadcast time when we're connecting online at theencouragingword.org. It's also the place you can go keyboard to keyboard with us to share a praise report or prayer request, to connect with some resources that'll help you grow. But if you need to speak with someone, to talk with someone, have someone pray with you right now, it would be our joy to meet you at the phone, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Let us pray with you and for you about whatever God's dealing with you in your life right now. And before we get away, Dr. Don, with perhaps the most important words of the day.
God has spoken to you, hasn't he? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me? and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
If the Lord's spoken to you, let's talk about it. Would you call us 866-899-WORD, 866-899-9673, or perhaps in your heart, God's done something remarkable today, and you need to share that with those around you. Share with Dr. Don. He would love to get your email. Don@theencouragingword.org is the email address. Just Don, D-O-N, at theencouragingword.org. He really would love to hear from you. We would love to hear from you. And as the Lord is stirring your heart with the number, jot it down, store it in your cell, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org, a great place to discover how you can become an encourager to the ministry as well.
Hello, my friends. I want to speak to you personally today from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. Now, with this in mind, I would like to invite you to become an encourager ministry partner. You see, together we can impact lives both now and for all time and all eternity. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please call the number on your screen and just simply say, I want to become an encourager. Thank you so much for helping me.
That number again is 866-899-WORD, 866-899-9673. We would love to connect with you.
Dr. Wilton and staff, it is my pleasure to share how the Daily Encouraging Word played an important role in my recovery from breast cancer. While having surgery, chemo, and radiation treatments, I would find myself with little or no energy, plus so tired I couldn't stay awake long enough to read anything of great length. That is where your precious devotional came in. I could read, pray, and know God was with me every step of that long year journey. That was 4 years ago, and I praise God for His mercy, grace, and healing power, for I am now cancer-free.